This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what led to the negative sell-off there in the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, I think we had a lack of anything to continue to push a market higher that had closed higher the past two sessions. Some of the contracts did see some early mixed trade today, but after that, it was lower trade and lower closes for the cattle complex. I think there was some anticipation we'd see higher cash. So far, we have not seen any higher cash. We have not seen any cash period take place in our feed yards. At midday, we saw choice box beef down 13 cents, selects up $1.43, total movement of 95 loads, and this meant cattle kill today of 111,000 head. Keep in mind, tomorrow at 2 o'clock is that semi-annual cattle inventory report. On the close today, Feb cattle 30 cents lower, April live cattle down 72, March feeders 50 lower, May feeders down 77, and April lean hogs also 77 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hi, I'm professional bullfighter Chuck Swisher. With Pioneer Cellular, you get the best coverage on the area's most extensive 4G LTE network. That's no bull. It's a commitment to customers that's hard to match.
With Pioneer Cellular, you're covered when you travel around the country or right here at home. Having the best coverage is our proud commitment to customers and community. Pioneer has the phones you want with your choice family plans for everyone.
When you're looking for wireless service, look to the best. Call Pioneer or visit us online today.
When you put Chisholm Trail Farm Credit together with Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma, you get a new name, a new brand serving Oklahoma. Oklahoma Ag Credit. Oklahoma Ag Credit is the largest farm credit association in the state with 17 offices serving 60 Oklahoma counties. Check out their new website, www.okagcredit.com. And we're proud to have them along for the ride as well as new sponsors of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Oklahoma Ag Credit. okagcredit.com.
Tom, what led to the losses across the grains?
Well, it's just like the cattle complex. There was nothing out there to support us. We had seen some previous upside, and it seemed like today technical selling, profit-taking, and also news of China canceling 395,000 metric ton sale of our U.S. soybeans also was a negative for the market. We saw our Kansas City wheat and our soybeans have their lowest trade in the last 11 sessions, and the corn market the lowest trade they'd seen in 7 sessions. Negative closes across the board as March and July Kansas City wheat were down 2¾ cents each today. March Chicago wheat was down 4¼. March and July corn closed down 3¾ each. March soybeans were 15¼ lower. July beans down 14¾. But the March cotton was 50 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.